looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Aw, hello everybody. Welcome to the first show in December of 2019. You're here with me, Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and just so happy to bring you reasons to feel better. That's why you guys tune in every week and listen to the show, because there's always some little thing that you pick up that reaches your heart, reaches your mind, and says, yeah, I can look at it that way, or I feel better now after hearing that, or just a connection is made. Whew, today did I ever pick a jack-in-the-box kind of topic, and it's about money. And I chose money because it's pretty much in everyone's lives, and we all have such different perceptions and management and relationships with money. And it's not that I'm an expert at, you know, having the most abundant, the best, the whichever, but I certainly have worked on my relationship with money enough that I don't think there's any situation I can get in that I really feel alone and desolate, and I can't fix this, I can't do this. There is a way to turn it around, and I'm continuing to explore this. And that's actually one of the reasons why I'm going to do today's show. Today's show I've called The Kaleidoscope of Meaningful Money. Now, there's a lot to unwrap in there, let me tell you. But the fun part about it is the kaleidoscope, because as you know, a kaleidoscope is something that you hold up, you look into the light, and you just move it a little, just a little tiny bit, and pieces fall, little pieces of beautiful, colorful pieces just make a new arrangement. They make a new picture, and you get a different feel. A different vibrations happen every time. And I have a fun kaleidoscope that I picked up for myself in Japan in 2007. I think actually my sister and I had them when we were little. I'm positive we did. I can almost picture it. But I've hung on to this with every one of my moves, which has been plenty. And I always make sure I keep that right close by to my bed so I can look at it, because it's something that is hopeful, I think, and pretty and artistic and creative. And that's something that I think a lot of people don't connect that to money. And so when I thought about what meaningful money, meaningful, not scary, not overwhelming, not I need, I have to get, I don't have any money, but meaningful money. And I really wanted to do this show as a precursor to as we come up into 2020. I've got a bunch of new shows, new series, and they are relating to money, but in such a deep and meaningful way that makes you feel good. I think it's really, whenever I hear somebody feel not so good about money, including myself, I feel, well, here, I'm being very honest, I feel powerless. And I don't like when anybody feels powerless, let alone myself. And so this show is not just, it's not like a big battle. This isn't to take back your power. This is truly a show on how to start finding out what relationship do you have. First of all, that's what we're going to explore. What is your relationship with money? Do you hold beliefs that serve you? Where do you see value, not just in money? Like, how do you define money? Because if it holds a value and we can exchange it and we can use it to buy things and purchase things and have things, what have you done with your money? Where is it showing up in your life? And if it's not showing up in the way that you would like or in the amount that you would like, let's figure out how you can certainly open up those gates so it floods through. And this is, nobody's limited. Nobody is locked out of this conversation. Everybody is able to do this. And coming up into the year 2020, I've lined up a few series. I'm going to announce just one of them right now, because I'll tell you the story of why, but here's the name of it. It is called Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth, Holistic Happiness. And the reason why I thought that was so important is when I talk about health and wealth, a lot of people who I'm interviewing or talk to or in my circle, we love to create businesses around health. And that's because, funny enough, I have a cold right now, so I thought that was a little bit funny that I was going to be talking about it. But we all, I mean, hey, we hear people say all the time, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. And it's so true, because I can honestly tell you in the last 5 days, it has been low energy. My spirit wants to explode full of joy and creativity, but my body says, I'm just gonna chill a little bit and rest and recover. And you have to honor that. So a lot of us will say, you know what, I haven't been able to create, to manifest, to do, because your focus, your attention has been elsewhere. Maybe it's on repairing your body, maybe it's on solving a solution that's going on in your life, maybe it's dealing with family relationships. But this show, Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth, I created it specifically because by word of mouth really is connection. It's sharing with others what is important to you, what has helped you transformed your life in a certain way. You've experienced a challenge. Maybe it is money. Maybe it is you wanted to create a business because you needed more income. You needed any income, or you wanted something new, a new income. And it has changed your health because of it too, because we all know what role stress can play. And really stress is about, you know, confusion, lacking clarity, not feeling confident, just not having the skill, maybe the skills, maybe you need to learn new skills. Maybe you don't have the knowledge, you know, and eventually as that all rolls in together, I really wanted to highlight and allow people that opportunity to share what transformation of wealth they've had in their life, their health that they've had in their life. And I want to announce it. There's no sneaky pants going on here. This is literally, we are going to be talking about health and wealth by word of mouth. And I thought, let me kickstart this off today with talking about this beautiful kaleidoscope of meaningful money. And during the show, if you hang in there, which I know you will because it's so much fun, I'm going to be sharing two affirmations that I have not only, you know, used, but I wrote them myself because I was in two different very periods of my life where, my gosh, I needed to transform. And I'm gonna do a shout out to Tomas Garza on that word. I decided to transform my financial situation, like what my perception, my reality. I wanted to turn the kaleidoscope and see a different picture. There were very, very, very intense times in my lives that I literally, you know, when money is not where you want it, or you don't feel good about money, it does. It's powerful. It's a powerful situation. So hopefully by the end of the show today, you are going to have at least one tool. Well, hopefully two affirmations that can really help you. On the note of affirmations, affirmations are really important that you align with them, that they feel true and real, even on a futuristic level, that you can believe that what you are saying is resonating in your body and allowing your cells to shake up and align. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like they're rolling like a pinball machine, bing, 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 bing. They're going to find the right place to go, yeah, that's where I belong. And sometimes you got to bounce around first. I mean, look at those pinballs. They go, nope, nope, can't go there, can't go here. But eventually when they do land, that you know, the little point scores go bing, bing, you got it. And flashing lights go off. It feels great. You scored. Scored the jackpot. So in these affirmations, I would love to share with you, first of all, I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to share with you a background story about how my money beliefs came about. Now, here's the funny thing about beliefs. Beliefs are simply something that an experience has happened, somebody has said something, or you went through something that you really believe and hang on to as true and never changing. It's like you've looked into the kaleidoscope and you see a beautiful picture or a picture that you just happened, and you never shift it. You never change it. And so I invite you, first of all, to not only let's talk about your beliefs and what you have around money, but also have you enhanced them? Have you changed them? Have you improved them? Because whatever beliefs you did have as a child or as a teenager, or as an adult, or as a senior, they need to evolve a little bit, right? You need to expand them. You need to grow them because you are filled up with more and more love and more abundance every day. And I know that, you know, some of you just go, oh, am I? Okay, well, let's find out. Okay, so question number one about money. I would love everybody to go back in their minds and think, in their memories. Yeah, memory minds, minds in your memory. What was the first experience you had with money? Now, this may be, maybe you went along the side of the road and picked up returnable bottles, beer bottles, pop cans, and things like that, and you got your nickel back. And maybe you babysat. Maybe, you know, there's just all these, I'm trying to think of like I really mean the young allowance. Oh my gosh, allowances when you do your chores and then you get paid for putting out energy and doing something. So there's this exchange, there's this value. I want you to really think about what was the first time it was a paper route. Maybe birthday cards. Oh my gosh, maybe your family members put money in a card. Maybe it was a dollar. Maybe it was I remember when the toonie, our Canadian dollars came out, and the loonie actually. It was the loonie, and I remember my grandfather giving my sister and I each a loonie and said, "Here's a loonie for my loonie granddaughters." So it's kind of always a goofy, funny memory whenever I look at a loonie. But that's what I mean. Those little, they're not big experiences. They're not crazy big events that happen around it. I mean, you know, my grandfather gave me a loonie. Well, it's a funny little goofy thing. It was a gift. And I always remember that, you know, decades and decades later. And so something that really affected me, and I remember this, I think I was in kindergarten. I'm going to go with kindergarten. So maybe, you know, you're 4 or 5 years old. And it was a really bad year for our family. My sister will remember, I think she'll remember this, but she's a little bit older than I am. We had gone through it, but my mother has been sick all my life, and that was a very particular sick year for her. She was in the hospital a couple times, and during those times, I guess people were recognizing that our house was a little bit emptier and quieter and alone. And we had been robbed 3 times in this one year. And I was the second or third time, my mom had come back from the hospital, and on one of the times, you know, her jewelry box had been broken into and theft occurred. And my mother was just, you can imagine, this is, you feel violated and betrayed and taken from. And I remember my mom, out of all of the comments that she made, our baby jewelry, like we had little baby bracelets with little our birthstones in them and matching little rings or earrings or something like that. I'm too young to remember exactly. But I remember my mother making the statement, "You can never have anything nice. People will take it from you." And that's what I remember. I don't remember even so much, you know, that like breaking in and feeling, you know, like the security had been breached. But I remember that, like, we're not supposed to have nice things. People will always take them. So don't even bother having them. Whether you break it or you lose it or somebody takes it from you, you just, that's how life goes. And that was a big wealth belief, an abundance belief for me as a child. So, you know, I didn't think about it back then. Of course, you know, you just run around going, yep, nope, nice things aren't for us, can't have anything. And looking back at that, I think, wow, what a feeling my mother would have gone through feeling that, and truly a vibration set to then maybe she could have attracted the most abundant things ever, but she'd probably have them stolen from her or taken from her or lost. And later on, as you know, you get to know your parents as we mature ourselves and we have life and we have those conversations, and I can see where her beliefs would have been set. But then I can also see where her beliefs would have been set and that maybe she attracted, like not attract. Well, there it is. That's the truth. She could have attracted that robbery just vibrationally based on the beliefs of what has happened to her. So that was important for me to, first of all, acknowledge, be aware of, because then I thought, do I believe that? Do I believe that anything nice that comes into my world, somebody will take? And I started looking around, and guess what? It was true. I had done that. I had created that scenario. I believed it so much that I kept looking in my life, and I was like, wow. So many instances I could have seen where I just gave it away because I was so afraid of somebody coming and taking it from me. I'm like, here, take it. Here, don't rob me. I'll give it to you. Or I would constantly break things. Oh my gosh. I just always said, yeah, no, can't have anything nice. I'm going to break it. I'm clumsy or careless or just, you know, things happen. And so I thought, I need to turn that around. I need to turn that around. But how do you do that? You know, this is something that you start off as a child and knowing, and that it keeps showing up. I have pure evidence, right? My reality is proving this to me. How the heck do I turn this around? Well, I started thinking, okay, if I believe that, just for a second, what is in my life right now that's nice? Just find something. So, of course, I love having tea. So I looked for a nice cup of a tea cup that I would really love, and probably been nervous every time I drank out of it, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to break it, I'm going to lose it. But I thought, no, I have this teacup right now, something small, something manageable, right? And I look at it and I think, look at me, I've had this teacup for a day, and then in a week, look at me, I've had this teacup for a week. Like, I'm just keeping this thing, eh? Nobody's taken it from me, and I haven't broken it, and here it is. And I start small because you want to retrain your brain. You want to retrain your beliefs. You need to create a new belief. Now, I want to share with you guys, had I truly broken that teacup in a week, you know what? I could not, you know, it's important that you know not to give up. You start again and you do it again. You say, well, I had the teacup for a whole week. Maybe I was only supposed to have that teacup for a day, but I had it for a week. So you have to acknowledge the successes as small as they come. And then you grow and you think, okay, what's the next thing? What is the next thing that I feel is a gem, a treasure, a gift, a beautiful thing that's really important to me, valuable to me? The reason why I use value is because we give money a lot of value. Like, what value do you place on money? And now that's a big one. We're going to unwrap that one way after the commercial. But I want to stick with the thing about shifting your beliefs and how you do that. Because this teacup thing is really important. I started literally with a teacup, and then it would be my favorite earrings. You know, maybe they were Christmas earrings. A little Christmas since that time of year again. You have those special Christmas earrings and you don't lose them. You know, you say, look at me. I've had these Christmas earrings for 3 seasons now. I've been able to wear these for 3 seasons. Like, look at me. I'm able to keep and continue to have this valuable thing. And that builds that belief up. You know, first we borrow it a little bit, borrowed belief. That's Dr. Erin Oxel. I love that she shared that. Then you really truly start seeing it. And as you create these beliefs, what's going to happen is they'll start showing up in your world regularly. You'll start noticing without even thinking about it. You think, oh, look at this. This is valuable. And I've had this and I keep this. And it's your decision. You say, you know what, in my situation there, it would be my decision if I want to give it and share it or let somebody have it. Or if it's no longer of use to me and I would love to donate it and give it away. So being aware of these beliefs with money, I want you to know your stories. So when we come back, we're going to continue to explore what your story is about money. Where do you hold value in your life that you can relate to money? And then we're going to share one of the affirmations that can help you shift that very belief and money story for yourself. Okay, so come on back for the kaleidoscope of meaningful money here on Light on Living with Lisa Berry.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Right, let's jump back into this conversation about money. As you know, I'm Lisa Berry, your host here of Light on Living. I really feel actually a privilege to be talking to you about money because I've really come a long way myself, and I've helped others to really shift their perception about money. And in fact, a couple years ago, I had a business partner, and I wrote money affirmations for myself, and I brought them to that partnership, and we put them to with mantras, music around it. But you know what? The words themselves really help, because I want you just not to say the words, but to feel the words and understand the words. Now, something I feel really important to highlight, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, gosh, Lisa, you're talking about some really small, tiny things. Come on, a teacup, Christmas earrings. Like, yes, yes. And you know why? Because they're manageable. They're easy. It's simple. I don't want you to start on the big, big things like, oh my gosh, I have thousands of dollars of debt. Oh my gosh, I don't have a job. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be, I'm soon going to be jobless. It's coming up to an end of a contract. Those are too big. They hold too much scary, scary vibration that is not going to help support you and put you in the way of. I want you to think of money as something that, yes, you attract. This is a fun thing about money. Money is, it has a vibration. You create it. And I'm not saying you literally go and you make the dollar bill yourself. But what you do is you create the value around money. You get to decide what value money has. You may decide that a dollar is everything. You could do so much with a dollar. And you might decide that a dollar is nothing. Like, what am I? I might as well burn it. You literally get to decide what it is. You know, when I have an emergency rolled coin fund, and it's, and I can tell, I'm telling you this right now, it's $35. And I'll tell you why it's $35. Because I could buy enough cat food for about 3 weeks with that. And I don't need to stress or worry about whether the cats are going to go hungry for 3 weeks. So $35 to me means the world. $35 might mean a half a tank of gas to somebody else that they could at least get to work to make money. $35 might, you see what I'm saying? So that's why when I mention about a teacup or some Christmas earrings, it is important. I'm not being light and fluffy. I'm being helpful. And I want you to really feel like, what is helpful to me? What serves me in this moment? And understanding your relationship with money is what is going to bring you to that next level. Here's another story that I love to share with you. It was about my first experience of real pay. I was paid for something. Now, it was a shocker because I guess I didn't understand. I knew that, you know, we had earned an allowance. You did this chore, you got this money. That made sense. And it was little money, you know, kind of, you know, like you got $2.50 for cutting the grass or I don't know, something like that, and taking out the garbage. But we had a family business, and as a family, we worked. Now, it was acknowledged that we would be paid. It wasn't really discussed, or I don't remember it being discussed about what the pay was. But when, you know, you work for a full week, it adds up. And I remember, you know, my dad coming in saying, okay, Lisa, it's time to do your payroll and get your money. So I was like, okay, you know, thought it was like allowance day kind of thing. And when I saw the amount of money, which to my little eyes, you know, was a 12, I think we were 12 or 13. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember how old we were. Actually, maybe we were 14. No, it was 12. So when I looked at all this money, and I actually put my hands on the money and I pushed it back to my dad, and I went, oh, no, I don't need that much. And so my dad said, no, you earned this. I was like, yeah, but I don't need that. That feels wrong. And it was a big learning lesson right then. Did not realize how much that would impact me moving into my 20, 30s, 40-year-old job life of going, do I deserve that much? And not even do I deserve that much. Does somebody else need it more than I do? Should I make sure that they have that, or do I need it? Like, did I? And a big thing was really like, yeah, I had fun. I liked, you know, going. Oh, did I like going to work? I don't know. Back then, it was, you know, a 1 hour photo finishing processing lab. But I knew that we were helping our family out, and we were doing that. So it was a big thing. And I'm so glad that my dad said, no, you earned this. This is your money. Ownership of money is very important to you, to everybody, to make sure that they know this in their life, and not to let someone else, whether they have enough or not, affect what you feel and believe that is yours. And I'll tell you why, because it's not just about money. It's about your vibration. It's about your value, what you put into this. You know, a lot of people, I know myself, I create programs and I study and I put a lot of, oh my gosh, man hours, we'll call them, into, you know, being the best coach that I can, being the best trainer that I can. And so when I'm discussing with somebody about, program costs to work with myself, it's not just for that hour. My gosh, there's so much built. And actually, in fact, a lot of musicians will do the same thing. They're not coming to play, be a musician at your event for the 4-hour gig that you've hired for them for. It's everything. It's their craft. It's their passion. It's their, I was watching football yesterday, and what a great thing they shared. Some of the star players, if you pull one out, sometimes it's not just about the scoring power and what points they've added to the board. It's their charisma. It's the feel. It's the energetic thing. That's value. So I want you to really look at your life and notice that it's not just the actual task and work. Yes, if you that's absolutely, if you're going to be hired for a service, you want to finish that service. I'm doing a show right now. I would like to do my show. It's an hour I got to put in, and I want to, and I'm so excited to reach out. But it's what I've put in beforehand and what I want to share and how I want to assist you and provide a service to you and what you're willing to receive. This is important that we know that we are willing to receive. I remember me putting my hands out and pushing that money away. And I thought, oh boy, do I need to turn that one around? I need to turn that one around, because even in my mind, what I started doing was visualizing, recreating that moment of accepting that money and saying, thank you so much for acknowledging the efforts and time that I put in. Wow, it was fun, it wasn't fun, or we really served some great customers and gave them pictures so they have memories of their time. Really fall in love with the services that you've provided or done, or the product that you've given, and know that when you have that money in your hand, you get to choose now what you do. You can choose to give it to charity, to donate, to buy a fancy sparkly jewelry or a car or whatever. Like, it's yours to do with what's going to be best serving to you. Now, as I go into this first affirmation, which I want to share with you, I want to share this other story that really shifted my mind as well. I'd become a young woman. I was a young adult, and I was earning really exciting money. I was like, wow, this is so much fun. And then I started dating a fella, and he found out, how much money I was making, and he said that he couldn't date me. He said, I can't date a woman who makes more money than I do. I was like, what? Like, wouldn't you, I can help out, I can do stuff, wouldn't this be awesome? No, it's going to make me look bad and take away his manhood, his ego and stuff. And I literally didn't even consciously mean to do this. I started losing contracts. I started making way less money, like chopped it in half, like almost instantly, because my priority at the time was this new relationship. And I was like, oh, I don't want to make him feel bad. And a lot of us can look at that in our lives and say, where are we not shining? I mean, that sounds so obvious. Right now I look back and go, oh my God, what was I thinking? But I wasn't thinking. I was feeling, and I was being drawn to what was most important to me. So this affirmation is actually coming from a place where, after years of holding that belief that I don't want to outshine anybody, I don't want to make anybody else feel bad, like they're not worthy, that they can't provide, not even just for me, but in their world, I'd really put myself into some financial holes because of that. It was just a crazy thing. I really let it play. And the longer I let that go on, which was years, the momentum got to me. And I didn't know how to get myself out. I didn't even know that that's actually why, until a little bit later I thought, what the heck is happening? Like, what happened? Why did I switch? Where did it all go? And this is, again, another reason why it's very important to look at when did things change? And when did you start? And here's how you know when things change. You started not feeling good. Like, I didn't feel good anymore. Stressing. I was like, gosh, I'm like struggling to get these contracts now. And then it's just a little, this contract, it wasn't even the same value anymore. So I remember this because I left the relationship and I was like, I got to change something. What am I going to change? So I wrote this very money affirmation. And I'll tell you guys, within 3 months, I had more than doubled my money at the time, and then I eventually tripled it continuing on. And it is because I was shifting my beliefs. I was wanting to learn something new. So I'm going to read it to you right now. I'm going to say it as if I would say it to myself, and then we'll break it down a little bit. Okay, so everybody, here's the money affirmation number one. My value is energy, and it is now transformed into financial abundance. My value is now transformed into money. I accept the vibration of money and financial abundance in my life. I release all old, unserving habits that have kept me a prisoner of debt, of worthlessness identity, of being, giving, and doing not enough. I release all patterns, all habits that do not serve my most highest, abundant, wealthiest, richest, financially overflowing self. I release all beliefs about scarcity and accept the financial abundant vibration into my life. Thank you. Thank you. I truly love. I truly forgive. And I deeply accept myself. Now, I hope you guys really feel the vibration in there. There was really nothing that I can almost say that if anybody is struggling and feeling negative, just lack of hope, stress. If you're feeling that way, it really, like you might be in that situation. I don't think that there's a line in there that would conflict with it so much that you don't believe it. And I really wanted to give this to you guys as a gift because I remember when I wrote this, this is what I wanted. This is what I needed to happen. I wanted to happen. I wanted to step into it. And I believed it. And I believed it because I had taken the time to look around to see smaller little things that showed up into my life before, like the teacup or the $35 for cat food. And actually, that's a neat thing I would love to share is that, you know, when I was married really young, I didn't know much about money. And I'm so grateful to him at the time. He taught me about paying yourself first. And I remember the most important thing. He said, you know what? Yeah, you'd love to save 10%, but when you can't, save 1%. Save 1%. And I remember there was a time when I was literally putting $4, $4, because I'd get, you know, whatever it was, I felt abundant and I focused on it. Me putting my little two toonies away or, you know, your $2 bills away. It builds, it accumulates, and those little things do build. So let's just go over this for a second here. First line, there's nobody that can not agree with this one. I love this one. My value is energy. Let's exchange some energy, you guys, right? My value is energy. And it's transformed because that's what it does, right? It is now transformed into financial abundance. You are letting the world know that I'm not just transforming this into this. It's financial abundance. I'm being very specific here. Let's get even more specific. My value is now transformed into money. You know what? A lot of people love giving me food. I've shared this before. People give me food. And I love food. My gosh, you know what? Because I would have got the money and then bought the food. But sometimes, you know, your bank or your landlord doesn't always take food to pay the rent or to pay your mortgage, right? So you be very specific. My value is now. You're not saying before, nothing. Is now transformed into money. Now here's a fun one. I accept the vibration of money and financial abundance in my life. So don't pinch yourself off. Maybe it's always not going to come just as money. You want that financial abundance too. That shows up in so many ways. It's crazy. It's like I'll be looking through a box, you know, maybe I just moved, I'm unpacking or something, I've tucked away, and I think, you know, I haven't gone through this closet or this bag or something, or my gosh, under the bathroom cupboard. It's like, oh, I didn't know that moisturizer cream was there. And I'm being a little silly, but that's so true. It's like these little things are so exciting to find, or, you know, and so as you say this, when you accept something new, what's important to do? To release something else. So let's do this. I release all old, they don't serve me anymore. Yuck. Old, unserving habits that have kept me a prisoner of either debt, of worthlessness identity, and that's one I wanted to sit on for a second, and of being, giving, and doing not enough. Here's a big thing. A lot of us still think and feel, that's a funny word, think and feel that we're just not doing enough. Oh, I didn't do enough. I haven't worked hard enough. I'm not giving enough. I'm not enough. And that's just not true. You know, it takes a lot. Well, there's one thing to be inspired into action, but the other thing is to be encouraged. It's very important that we encourage ourselves to take action in a way that's fueled with love. You know, I would love for you guys to be able to go out and say, I don't need money because I want to fix a problem. I want to fix a debt, fix my worthlessness feeling. No, I want you guys to go out. I want to encourage you to attract and align and generate money because you're reaching for something that you love to do, to give, to be of service of, to create. That's a really fun thing, to create. Create money. Create money because you are a creator. There is, my gosh, there is a well, an endless well of creative ideas and fun. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I have a fella coming on. Oh, just so excited. He's going to be, actually, you know what, not this coming Monday, but 2 weeks today. He's created, such a, bless his heart, he created a dog bowl. It's called the Enhanced Pet Bowl. I'm so throwing this out there right now, sidebar here. Created a bowl for short-faced, you know, pudgy little faces, like faces that are small and they can't eat their food properly out of a bowl. Well, he loved his new little baby girl dog so much that he looked, he goes, my gosh, you need a bowl that you can eat of properly. And he did this out of love. And boom, he's created this amazing bowl that so many people are having benefits from. And that's wealth right there. He's created something that solves a problem, but he did it from love. This is so, anyways, that's a fun thing. You guys got to tune into that show oh yeah, just learn about that. So if you have a dog with a short little face and is having tricky times eating and getting lots of air, you want to tune into that show. But that's what I mean. So many products and services come from, I mean, I'm a life coach and a nutritionist because I don't just want to make money. Great, it's great to make money. I need to make money and I want to make money and I have that vibration. But I want to help people have a great relationship with life, with their food, to know how to eat properly, to know when to eat. So this is a lot of food things. I eat dogs and people. So in this way, it's very important that you release all unserving habits. So if you're sitting there saying, ah, oh, I'm not creative, I don't have any ideas, I'm not strong enough, I can't do that labor, I've got illnesses that I just can't go to work and do this, there's other ways. And I need you to start looking for those ways to show up. They go, yeah, I did that. I was capable of doing this. Or maybe you're an awesome coach yourself, a counselor. Maybe you're awesome at math and you could do books for people, like, or computer work. I mean, that part is just very specific. But what I want you to do is say, stop the negative talk. Release all unserving habits that have kept you prisoner of debt and worthlessness, identity of being and giving and doing not enough. And then we're going to still continue this when we come back from the commercial. I got one more minute though. So I release all patterns of habits that do not serve my highest, abundant, wealthiest, richest, financial, overflowing self. The reason what we're going to come back on that specific thing is because all those words are really rich. They're really big. And I want us to step up when we come back after the break. So come on back to the kaleidoscope of meaningful money here on Light on Living.
Of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Minds connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me, connected to us.
The Connection App, the perfect way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Minds connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, how do I know what deeper questions to ask?" And the teacher replies, "When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed." Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
I'm so glad that the Connection App commercial was on, because I really connected with that. Like, that's what we're trying to do right now, right here on this show of the Kaleidoscope of Meaningful Money, is to connect you with your money, to not be separated from, like it's a separate thing, like, oh, it's my debt's over here or my income's over there. It's this beautiful relationship that I really want you to have. You know, there's this funny thing that it really is. If I don't know even when I started doing it or why, but when my cell phone bill comes or my credit card bill comes in, I'm like, yeah, that's totally cool. Internet bill, awesome. I'll actually love that one, because it's a relationship that I have, an agreement, that a partnership that I have said, I want that service because that service can help me do this and this and this. And because of it, I'm able to generate an income, and then I just give it back to them, and thank goodness they exist. So it just really, it's all the shifts in, like, turning that kaleidoscope. And just before the break, I was going over the first money affirmation, and we just got to those big words where you think, oh gosh, I don't want you to be afraid of going to the big words, even though we're going to, you know, start noticing the smaller things around. Here's the big thing. It's focus. Where are you focused? If you've got, honestly, if you don't have that fun relationship that I have with the mail and the bills, and you've got them piled up and they're sitting there, I don't want you to ignore them, and I want you to pay them, but don't leave them around so that you're constantly on them. Don't put them all over your main calendar where you're seeing this is due, this is due, this is due. It's too much of a reminder in your face constant. When you choose to look at what your finances are, I want you to be really aligned in a full way. I don't want you to feel empty and broken and misaligned and scared and then look at them. That is the worst thing ever. There's way too much momentum going on. And you're saying, well, okay, well, I feel like that all the time, so when am I supposed to, Lisa? Right? Well, this is what it is. This is your practice. This is important. You find those things that you do. I don't care. You know, even if you look out your window and find one of your favorite trees that you like to look at, or somebody walks a dog that you really love that dog, and so you wait till you see that dog and you feel good, then you can go look. Like, you're looking for anything and everything in your life, and you're focusing on the ways you feel abundant and grateful. And so when the one paragraph or statement in the affirmation that we got to is, I release all patterns, all habits that do not serve my most highest, abundant, wealthiest, richest, financially overflowing self. The overflowing self is, you know what, it just is what it is. Everybody's in a different spot, and you are wealthier than somebody. And it's not that you're better than them, or you're just in a different spot. So you are overflowing to somebody else. And it's not that it's a judgment, but just to know that you do have this value. You exist. You are energy. So you have that value already. And then moving into, I release all beliefs about scarcity and accept the financial abundant vibration into my life. That scarcity thing, my gosh, I'll tell you, my mom, she just lived that way. She didn't live in the time of, you know, food stamps, but she carried it forward with her because of her parents. And everything from saving, like, I remember the Kleenex box, the tissue Kleenex box, we'd rip it up after, and then we use it as little scraps of paper because we might not have the money to buy paper. And maybe we did. I don't know. I don't think we, I mean, sure, we had lots of paper, but there was this mindset, and it's good to recycle. I actually really agree with that. I think that's great. But what it is that when you constantly are focused on all the scarcity around, or you keep saying, and here's a big one, I can't afford that. Here's, oh gosh, I want you guys to hear this one. Yes, there are things that we can't afford. Absolutely. I can't afford an $11 million house on a ship, right? There's, you know, that was actually shared for me from one of my really, really good friends. And she was saying about how this one wonderful man, and he gets to live on this, he's attracted and aligned and created this wealth that he's lives on in a condo on a ship. And you have to have $11 million to be there. So, okay, I can't afford that right now. That's reality. But I don't want to say to things, I can't afford them, and feel guilty, shameful, like a failure. No, you want to be able to say things like, I can't afford that, but that's it's fine. It's okay that you can't afford them right now, or maybe you don't want to. And that's a big thing. Right now, oh my gosh, I don't think they let kitty cats on those ships. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to live there. I don't know. So what I'm saying is you want to decide when you say I can't afford something, I want you to make sure that you feel good about it. I feel great about not being able to afford that, or I can't afford that right now, but I'm stepping into the vibration of my abundant life, and then therefore I might. Now, it's really important that when you end affirmations, I think that you open that heart and you say thank you, and that you truly love and truly forgive, and you deeply accept yourself, because you're really building yourself up. You're giving yourself the fuel, the connection, the support. And that's the things you want to connect with yourself. And know what your energy and value is. Now, I don't want to run out of time, so I'm going to jump into the new money. So the reason why I have a new money affirmation that I'm going to share with you guys is I evolved. I had doubled my income at the time. I was like, oh my gosh, I think this is really working. And really what it was is I was working. I was now in alignment. It was now becoming clear that I got to choose what my wealth story looked like, what my financial abundant world, which kaleidoscope screenshot was I looking at? And so it was time to do a new one. Now this goes a little deep, you guys. So I'm gonna go into it. I'm gonna share this new one. All right. So here's the next level, the deeper level here for new money. I have no fear about my money. I understand my wealth. I love my abundance. I accept my riches. I'm grateful for all of my treasures. I won't run away. I will face my money to have with clarity. I won't be ignorant and assume. We're going to come back to these ones. I will work in tandem as my energy creates the wealth that's equal to my efforts. I won't be a victim. I will not judge others, and I will take responsibility for my earning and spending potential. I feel energized to earn. I feel abundant to share. I feel educated to invest. I feel deserving to save, and I feel confident to spend. I love how my money looks to me. Now, can you guys feel a totally different vibration there? Like that's, you're really owning this. The last couple lines there are just absolutely my favorite. If you could just use those ones, and I'll be posting this actually, but the, I feel energized to earn. Yeah. Cause that's right. You want to feel like, yeah, I'm called to earn. I feel so good about this. I'm so energized and excited to earn. Like that's when you know in your alignment. I feel abundant to share. Like when you share with others, you don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to run out. Now I don't have enough for me. I feel educated to invest. Now that's, I won't even say anything, but we got a show coming up in the new year that's going to really help you. But you know what, yeah, for so long, you know, I've definitely shied away from stock markets and things like that because I'm just not educated on it enough until I, you know, or to really start anything, like even in a course, like, I don't know if that's the right course for me. So educate yourself is one thing, and then you could, that energizes you as well. I feel deserving to save. You do deserve to save. You, that piggy bank, oh my gosh, I had so much fun as a little girl putting pennies in piggy banks. And even when we counted the pennies, it wasn't even about the money. It was about, ooh, what's the oldest penny you can find? Is it 1945? No, 1939. Or the newest, shiniest penny, or how they change. You know what? It's just saving can be fun as well, right? So I feel deserving to save, and at any amount, it could be $4. And I feel confident to spend. So when you do go and you spend that money and you exchange it for something of value that you want, that you are ready to have and accept into your life, it's a tool, it's a fun thing, it's whatever, it's a gift. You're confident when doing so. You feel good when you exchange that. And the most awesome statement, come on. I love how my money looks to me. I love how my money looks to me. That's like the best kaleidoscope, you know, picture you're going to look at. Because when you love how your money looks to you, not to somebody else, you're not comparing. This is so important that you don't compare. I'm going to have to do a cat story. I love when I feel so abundant when, I mean, Lucy, my one kid, she loves tissue paper. Oh, it's like the cheapest cat gift ever, by the way. Tissue paper. And I call it the tissue paper pit. Oh my gosh. I feel so abundant. There's like all over the floor, tissue paper, all in a big pile, and then a cardboard box for Brinks. And you know, to me, I feel so rich that I look at that and I go, gosh, you know, those cats are so much fun and I'm having fun. And maybe it's that you have your most favorite journal and favorite pen or pencil or, you know, adult coloring booky thing that you do. And that's your rich. That's your richest. Those are your quiet, easy, simple moments. Or maybe it really is like that snazzy, all out luxury. I don't know. Something that's very luxurious to you. Like what's super luxury? Like super expensive and awesome. Or maybe it's your business. Maybe you've invested every dollar that you've generated thus far. And it's in your business and you love it. And you love how your money looks to you. I think that's a really, that's an important thing to feel and to really step into that vibration. You know, I did something fun on the weekend, and we're gonna actually have this lovely lady. She's the owner of Ohm Toronto, Ohm Toronto, Larissa. Hi, Larissa. And she shared with me. She taught me something. She taught me about priorities and operating from our values, our core values, and something I suggest that everybody, recommend everybody do. It was really fun. And to find out, if I know my values, if I know what really is important to me and I can operate from them, then money and financial abundance and all of that, it becomes very meaningful because I know what means something special to me. And you know what? Sometimes really, this is really fun too. Debt. If you guys have debt, maybe that debt actually means something to you because you've put yourself through school or you've purchased a home that you're now able to have this beautiful family. Or you bought a farm and you bought horses and you train them or you save animals. I don't even know. There's so many different things there are some debt that you can have such meaning in that debt. And when you pay it off, it can be very meaningful too because you know you've generated. But I want you to start really attaching meaning to everything in your financial world. And if there's something you want to change and shift, that's what you just have to do. You just have to shift and tweak the feeling and thoughts around it. Now, super important to identify what is stopping you. So that's where you start. I want you to first look at your money. What is my relationship with it? What is the most prevalent thing? What do I first think of when I hear anybody talk about money or finances or things like that? Am I aware? Do I have education? Do I feel good about it? And do I feel able and capable and stuff? Or am I really operating from the scarcity thing? So you got to highlight what you first think. And then you have to look into your world. Well, if money means this and has value, what in my role? How am I valuable? I want you to highlight how you're valuable. I'd love for you guys to share that actually with me. If you want to post that or even private message me just to be able to put it somewhere. How are you valuable? Where does your value show up in the world? How do you show up in the world and just say, this is my value and I would love to exchange this. You're not bartering. Let's barter our energy, everybody, okay? We're going to do a big barterenergy.com. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be done somewhere now. But you know, we just got to look and say, I've got something. It's a value. And you do too. And let's exchange this. So I just want you to just not see it so just on money. There's so much about money. Money is just showing up everywhere. And you know what you could do? Oh, this is a fun thing too. I want you guys to go and make sure that you have touched, felt money. Put money in your hand. There's so much digital stuff we do, electronic fund transfers. We're doing credit cards and debit things and Apple Tap Pay stuff and everything. Get some money in your hand or something that's of value to you. I remember that it had been so long that I think I had a $20 bill in my hand. I was like, oh, wow, look at that. I just spent some time looking at it and feeling it and just having a good relationship with it. And then I thought, yeah, I don't even want to put it into the bank. I just want to hang on to it. I just want to have it. It's a good vibration to have and get familiar with it. So if you haven't had money, cash flow into your life recently, see what you can exchange or go do and buy, and really go return some bottles and get some coin in your hand and jingle it around. But really align yourself. And I know this is a season where we're really, whether we feel obligated to buy gifts at this time, or we're just so excited to, and we're going to overspend because we are just a giving soul, and we're going to go into debt about it. Be prepared, really align yourself and build yourself up and make sure that you feel really good about it. And don't forget about yourself. If you think, oh, I can't afford to do something for myself right now because I'm giving to others, it's important that you are feeling full. So if there's a yoga class you want to go to, or a meditation thing you want to pick up, or a sales package, you know, that you've been marketed to and you want to do that, then go for it. Because the more you feel aligned and deserving on having that for yourself, that's what you'll attract from others into your world as well. Oh my gosh, I felt like we were going to cover so much more, and I think we did cover a lot, but I just want to thank you guys so much for sharing the money affirmations with me and this conversation. And I invite you right now to ask me for these. I want to send these affirmations to you guys so you can have them for yourself and you can work with them. But you know what? The kaleidoscope of meaningful money is just starting. So in 2020, we're going to really have a lot of experts come on and give you so many more tools and access to this financial abundant world and mindset. So you have just been sharing this time with me, Lisa Berry, your host of Light on Living, and I'm so grateful for you to have come with me today just to have this time. And I am wishing you guys and helping you align always with feeling better about finances, about abundance, about everything that's beautiful in your life. And now I would love for you guys to all go and get your favorite teacup out and have a cup of tea with me at some time this afternoon. So thank you guys, everybody. We will see you next week. And don't forget, 2 weeks, we talk about the enhanced pet bowl. Okay, bye everyone.